steelhouse cast a dark shadow over the grass. Its broken windows were like deranged eyes, its sagging porch a weird, lopsided grin. Mary Beth stared at it, goosebumps crawling up her skin. "Don't be a baby," she told herself. "It's just a house." But it wasn't just a house. It was Steelhouse. Mary Beth used to hold her breath whenever she had to walk past the vacant, overgrown yard. But she was 9 now, and that was too old to be afraid of a dumb old house. Still, she crept along the very edges of the grass, careful not to put even one toe under the shadow the house cast onto the lawn. Babyish or not, she thought if she stepped into the shadow, the house might see her. But this was the fastest way to get home, so she walked fast, not even looking at the house. She was almost past the cellar, close to the place where Steelhouse's dead yellow lawn turned into her house's nice green lawn, when she heard a small, frightened meow. Mary Beth froze, a heavy feeling settling in her stomach. She looked at the cellar. That had sounded like a kitten.
Meow.
This time the sound was louder and more desperate, as if the kitten had heard her walking past and was calling to her for help. Mary Beth chewed on her lip, not sure what she should do. It sounded like the kitty was trapped. "Just a dumb old house," she told herself again. And then, quickly, before she got too scared, she grabbed for the cellar doors and, grunting, struggled to pull them open. No kitten came bounding out. In fact, Mary Beth couldn't see anything in the pitch-black darkness.
"Meow,"
she heard once more. The sound echoed through the cellar. Mary Beth crouched down at the top of the stairs and reached her hand into the darkness. She was still wearing her church tights, and dirt smudged up the knees. Her voice shook a little as she called,
"Here, kitty, kitty. I'm not going to hurt you."
She knew only part of the story of Steelhouse. Some people died in there a really long time ago, and now no one would live there. Her big brother Kyle and his friends sometimes rode their skateboards past the house and dared each other to throw rocks through the windows while shouting, "Who's afraid of Steelhouse now, suckers?" Only they didn't say suckers. They said a word Mary Beth wasn't allowed to repeat. But they never went inside. Kyle was too chicken.
"Kitty?"
Mary Beth leaned as close to the doorframe as she could without going inside. She could see the top few steps into the cellar, but everything else was dark. She braced herself. Just because Kyle was too chicken to go inside didn't mean she couldn't. She thought of how impressed he'd be when she told him what she did, and hurried down the stairs before she lost her nerve. The air grew very still around her, as though the house was holding its breath. Mary Beth walked past a wall of shelves filled with old green bottles, the labels long since worn away, and stopped in front of a wooden trunk with a broken lock. A doll sat on top of the trunk, slumped against the wall. Its eyes had been plucked out of its face, and there were gouges around the empty sockets. Mary Beth turned away from the doll, eyes straining against the darkness.
"Kitty?"
she called. It smelled like wet jeans and the trailer park dogs and something gone rotten in the garbage. Almost like something lived down here. Mary Beth held her nose closed with two fingers. Her heart started beating faster. Outside, the cellar door rattled in the wind. "I should go back," she thought. It was cold, and her skin felt itchy and shivery. She could feel something down here with her. Something bad. She turned in place, but all she saw were smudged walls and bottles and that weird doll. Two eyes blinked open.
"Kitty,"
Mary Beth whispered, moving toward the eyes. They were shiny and yellow. She lowered herself to her knees and leaned forward. The yellow eyes blinked.
Come here, she murmured, reaching out her arm.
A boy's voice drifted down the stairs.
Hey, is someone down there?
Mary Beth's heart sputtered. She jerked her hand away and spun around so fast she twisted her ankle. Pain shot up her leg. The yellow eyes shifted back into the shadows.
Who's there?
Mary Beth shouted, tears tickling her eyes. Her ankle hurt a lot, but the fear was worse. It felt like someone had grabbed hold of her lungs and squeezed. She pressed herself all the way back against the cold cellar wall.